Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
Hello there, everybody. How are you today?
Hello.
Today is Stephen Mulhern Day on the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
We have chats with Stephen Mulhern.
You'll hear in a little bit later on, you'll hear like, I think it's about a 15-minute chat with him in total.
He must go to the Ant and Dec School of Facial Forever Youth, Eternal Youth.
He does, yeah.
Couldn't really tell you how old he is.
He's a kind of, yeah, he's hard to...
I know he's not 21, like, but he could be 31. Although he can't be, he's on telly too long. So they all, I mean, Holly Willoughby, the two boys and him all work together, similar ages. So, I mean, they're all in their early 40s, I'd imagine. But he looks young, doesn't he?
Do you want me to tell you how old he is?
Yeah, go on. We're in the magic, go on.
Well, give us a number, give us a number.
I'd say Stephen Mulhern is 43.
I would say, I'm not looking yet, I would say Stephen Mulhern is 43. Six.
And I'm only going by how long he's been on telly, not how he looks when I say this.
Oh,
who's right and who's wrong?
You were closer, 44.
There you go.
He was 44 just on the April the 4th, so he's only just 44. Mm. So 43 will
so
give
I,
it to
I was 10-ish days ago, I would have been right.
You were right. Yeah. I would give that. That's well done. Good guess.
Yep.
How old is Ant and Dec?
You've asked this on Instagram.
I know.
He's older.
I'll ask it again tomorrow.
I think Ant is older, isn't he?
Yeah, but how old are they?
44 / I think Dec's older. Dec's definitely shorter.
Well, I know. They keep saying that to him on the show. I thought that was a bit sizest of them all.
It's a good
He's
podcast,
45.
Who is?
Declan Donnelly's 45.
How old is Ant?
I'm not looking it up.
Okay.
For the very reason you just said. Let's guess how old celebrities are. All right.
Today's also a new day that we found out that there's a place in Dublin called Beaverstown. And I'm normally quite good at places in Dublin. I had no idea where it was.
Ah, it's a satellite of a satellite. It's not really... Like there's a golf club out there. The reason we know that is we're about to record a prank call. And hopefully it'll work, because if we have to do it another day, they'll know.
Well, good morning to anybody from... well, they're not. The person isn't going to know, Jim. Good morning to anybody from that area. The target is not going to hear this.
I'm very strict about the target being strictly in the dark.
I was just disappointed because I know a lot of places. I'd know how to get from A to B around Dublin City. And I was stumped.
Well, it's just above Donabate.
Stumped I was.
Oh, Beaverstown. I think it might be just...
Let's all go to Beaverstown.
I think it's all picture skew around there. I don't think there's much buildings.
It's a scenic part of a place.
Yeah.
Beaverstown. Well, you know, you can go explore now because you can travel within your own county. You know, the 5K thing is gone. Just ask anyone sitting on the M50 these days.
What's the purpose of your journey? Going to Beaverstown? Why? Heard it on the Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast, extra bit they do at the front. Are they doing that now? Yeah, they are, yeah.
I like places named after animals. There you go. Where? Give me another part of Ireland that has an animal from the animal kingdom.
Goatstown.
Correct.
Your turn. Let's do animal places tennis. Until we run out, the loser has to buy coffee tomorrow morning. You're getting plenty of time to think about it now.
Cowper Downs. Or just
Fox
Cowper.
Rock.
It's a Lewis stop. Dolphins Burn.
Oh,
Dolphins and Mammon, but still, Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Who else? I wish people listening could play along to this now. Go on, shout. There's probably something to shout at us. Go on, lads.
Hang on now.
See?
It's tough, isn't it?
It is when you've done the four we've done, yeah. is there a... There's no cat. I don't think there's a cat's place.
There's definitely a cat. I just can't think of it.
There's places that are cat, but not, they don't have cat in the name.
Rat Mines.
It's spelled with a H.
I know, but it starts with a rat.
Yeah,
it's a good game.
Or Rat Farnham.
This could be such a good game. It could roll over into the actual show.
I'd say Stephen Mulhern would use this on In for a Penny.
Then it could roll over into being a regular feature. Then it could turn into a TV show and possibly a movie. That's how good Towns That Sound Like Animals is.
And we could do a next time with Trades, Carpenter's Town.
If you're listening to this right now and you think of one, tweet it to us. Or Instagram it to us, or WhatsApp it to us, or whatever it is.
I prefer Instagram these days. Instagram, I'm enjoying it more.
Yeah, okay, so Instagram it to us, at Jim Nugent, or at NobbyF104. Or is it Nobby Insta?
Nobby Insta, I'm desperately trying to think of somewhere else. Badgers, no, there's no badgers.
There's definitely
squirrels. Is there a
squirrels? Squirrels pass.
Squirrels. No, that's close. Squirrels pass. Squirrels pass. Yeah, look, we'll come back to the game.
It's a great game.
We'll play Yellow Rage tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm in. Anyway, here comes the podcast. Loads of great stuff on the show coming up.
Stephen Mulhern, a game with Hannah, and...
No, that should make it for copyright reasons.
Dish the Dirt. Hannah's copywritten now?
No, the music was.
Oh. And how are they trying to change Love Island this year? It'll all feature on Dish the Dirt. So thanks for listening. See you on the show tomorrow, and the podcast on fm104.ie, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tomorrow.
Tock. Tick.
Tick tock.
Tock.
This is Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM4. 10 past 7.
There's Joan's daughter there, Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Joan.
Hello. Joan Grande.
Imagine her mother answering the phone with a posh voice.
Joan Grande speaking.
There's Ariana there.
Her ma's name is Joan. It's Joan.
She said, no, thank you, next. 13 million euro. Lucky for some.
Yeah, one Irish winner. Well, one, well, be Irish,
well, yeah, one very lucky punter scooped last night's life-changing lotto jackpot of nearly 13 mil.
And I think there was two winners of nearly 300.
Checking my emails. No emails from them. Sometimes you have to wait till after 7 for you.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is, Jimmy.
It's not yet known where the lucky ticket was sold. But, like, somebody listening right now.
Oh, it'll be Cavan or something. Wait till you see.
You never hear a Cavan. It's never Cavan.
Why not? They deserve it.
It's always Kerry or Donegal. Or the East, which is very vague.
Well, yeah, because there's more people there, I suppose. They're the odds. Well, best of luck to them.
It's never Dublin. It's very rarely Dublin.
Of course Dublin wins now and again.
It's like Wexford or somewhere.
Sure, Donal. People in Donal won loads of money. Remember, like 100-something thousand. Dolores is from Limerick.
It's the biggest win in, what, 4 years or something like that?
Yeah, it's the biggest Irish lottery win in four years.
It's been
rolling
over since January.
Yeah.
It's like promises of vaccines. yeah, they're coming. They're coming.
They've all that money and they can't go anywhere with it.
Sputnik. Embassy tells they'll chip in jabs to aid Irish effort. This is an offer of Sputnik shots from
the Russians.
The Russians one, yeah. They've got 545,000 more Pfizer shots are on the way. I can't keep up with it. I don't know. Yeah, the day before, it's like, okay, we're really set back. Then yesterday, it's like, we're ahead of schedule now for June. I can't keep up with it.
Because they weren't over relying on AstraZeneca, and sure, the Janssen one hadn't even come here yet.
And then yesterday, who was that lady on the news that said, yeah, well, we were supposed to have this for Q4, but now we have them for now. So they're available now. 550,000.
All over 70s have had Pfizer.
So 69-year-olds will get a phone call today.
No, they have to register first.
They register, and then 68-year-olds.
From
tomorrow.
Next week, they'll be done. Not all, obviously, 1 week, but they'll start, and that'll probably be AstraZeneca, because they're 60s and 69.
Cool.
And then people like us will get Pfizer, as things stand, whenever that will be. We might be waiting until next year, like.
It won't be next year, will it?
It might be.
Oh, rats.
We're not in the.
Pfizer on the prize is the headline. That's a good headline. Pfizer on the prize. Ireland is to receive a 545,000 jab windfall following an EU deal with Pfizer.
Windfall. I think they just found extra boxes down the back of the couch. That's grand.
I think they're production facilities or something. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend I know. Everyone else seems to know everything. I don't know. I'm not afraid to say.
EU saves our jabs rollout. Taoiseach managed to contain himself as Ursula calls him about her new Pfizer deal. So Ursula von der Leyen. Yes.
Von der Leyen.
We will.
Van der Leyen. I love that name.
She rang him, Micheál. Hello. And gave him the good news.
Hello, Ursula. How are you? How are all the van der Leyens?
God, don't give us any more bad news.
How's Joan van der Leyen?
Joan Grande.
So, Call Me Bond, James Bond.
Yeah. Right?
Watch out, Daniel Craig, because there's a lady who now reckons she has what it takes to be the next Bond. I will give you 5 guesses. Nobby, if you get it, I will give you a considerable prize.
That Alice girl from Luther.
No. Now, I wouldn't call this girl an actress. Oh. I would call her more of a TV personality.
Scarlett Moffat.
No.
But
Scarlett Moffat, I would say, would be a better James Bond.
Emma Willis.
No. She's a presenter. This would be more of a TV personality. I've never seen this person present anything.
Female.
Female, UK.
Loud. Gemma Collins.
Oh, considerable prize, yeah. James Bond. The GC, as she likes to call herself, has been already speaking a secret language. She uses different names and goes out in disguise. She said, I'm constantly obsessed with watching action movies and I can see myself being the first female Bond.
Hang on a second. She couldn't go into the jungle because she was afraid of the helicopter. How can she jump off a train?
Body doubles for the scary stuff. Look, a plus size girl, Essex girl, the name's Bond, Gemma Bond. It's a great ring to it. I've got a license to thrill, baby. Now, there you go. I would definitely.
She's a looper, that young one.
I would go and watch that. Gems Bond. They should make that just for the crack. Fair play to her. I wouldn't put on a fancy accent. I'd talk how I normally talk, and it'd be absolutely fabulous.
Sure, then the Americans couldn't understand her.
I'd be cracking missions all over. I'd save every animal that was in distress or being hurt. I'd like a secret mission to go shopping incognito. Oh, and I'd love a gadget, she says.
Do you constantly struggle to lose weight? And even if you succeed, the pounds soon pile back on. Well, here's not a solution. Dieters can spend years dieting and you'll stick at the same weight. And if you're just going by that, you're setting yourself up for a fall, fella. Scientists have tracked over 250,000 overweight or obese people for more than a decade to see how their BMI, body mass index, changed over the time. And they expected to find one group who lost weight through diet and exercise, a group who gained weight as they got older, and some who stayed the same. But instead, there were only 4 groups: constantly overweight, constantly obese, severely obese, and dangerously obese.
Oh dear.
Give up the diet. Move a bit more.
Some of the fad diets, they say, like, there's a lot of experts who say this, that the fad diets are it needs to be more of a lifestyle thing, isn't it?
Get more exercise, lifestyle thing, yeah, diet and alone. It's just making life even more difficult for yourself.
Yeah. I saw there's two lads that I see on TikTok and they're both experts in this field. Young fellas, right?
Young fellas.
Yeah. They're young guys and they give advice about how to get fit and all that kind of stuff. They're very good, actually, right? Their advice is usually good. So they're doing a kind of a live chat to each other. And you know what they recommended? Now, we're talking sort of, one guy is, I'd say, mid-20s. The other fella is about...
Pizza on a Saturday.
The other fella's about 19. The 19-year-old fella goes, oh, do you know what I have? Apparently he went viral with this. He uses a pregnancy pillow. He says, best sleep you'll ever have in your life. Everybody watching this right now, get yourself a pregnancy pillow. Best sleep you'll ever have in your life. 19-year-old, he looks. And your man's going, yeah. I don't even know what a pregnancy... Is that one that looks like a V-shape or a Y-shape? Or that?
Yeah, I used to use them to stick them to my knees because they're comfortable.
They are comfortable, yeah.
One of the things that people don't talk about or even think about is rest, sleep.
Sleep's amazing.
And it is equally as important if you're trying to, you know, be in good shape.
I tell you one that happened to me. You're gonna say, oh yes, here it goes. Woke up last night thinking it was time to get up to go to work. Looked at my watch and I had 3 hours to go. I was 3 hours. I felt like it was time for work.
You could think that, but I'd also go, what is causing you to wake up at 2 a.m?
Because my body said it's time to go to work, Jim. So I look at my phone and I go, oh my God, brilliant. Good luck. And then just did one of those sort of...
That's all well and good when you can go back asleep.
Yeah. Well, I've had issues with sleep. But like, that was just... Oh man, I would wish it upon you all.
That's nearly as good as when you wake up and you think it's a weekday and it's a Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. You wake up and you realise you've stolen a bit of time.
Stolen time.
Oh, they took an hour off us last week. I took 3 back this week.
And finally, Liverpool 0, Real Madrid 0. Although 3-1 on aggregate. Stephen Mulhern's on the show this morning.
Doja Cat is bringing Twitch even further into the mainstream. The pop artist is bringing games to her massive audience.
She just wants to make some money.
She's on a roll, Doja Cat is. She's famous for hits like Say So and Boss Bitch. And she's had an unparalleled ability to spin chart toppers into TikTok sensations.
And all her stuff gets used everywhere. So now you can watch through to the end. The video takes a turn. You see Doja Cat lounging on the couch, snacking on food. And it's like, make no mistake, people who have got loads of followers and viewers on Twitch are going to make some dollar out of this.
Massive dollar.
So here's her latest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where is he from?
I don't know. Earth or something?
Spell it.
E-A-R-T-H.
I think the E is definitely silent.
Yeah.
Earth.
Shut up!
That's Doja and Kiss Me. So all the people who've been playing Minecraft the last few years and Fortnite on YouTube... Has Twitch just come along and kind of wiped their eye then? They were not wasting their time, but they need to keep going.
That's
keep
where you can watch them playing now, yeah. It seems to be that's a good place to go. Miley Cyrus is all about good vibes and good suiting in their new Gucci video. You can hear this is the music she's dancing to in the video, but she's...
I'm okay alone with you.
So she's the new face.
I need well,
yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's the music she's dancing to in the film.
It's not her.
No, she's just dancing that. And so, she's, you know, be a big banger in Nashville.
The new collection from Gucci called Aria.
Jennifer Aniston's representatives have denied rumours that she's adopting a baby after reports claim she revealed the news during the Friends reunion. Not true. Fake news.
So that's all recorded now, the Friends reunion, is it?
I hope so.
Someone knows.
The sooner it's on and over, the better. A rep for Jennifer Aniston has reported shut down rumours and she said the star is in the process of adopting a child after claims she dropped the bombshell during the Friends reunion. Apparently not true. So I don't know where people got that one from. The gossip started after it was reported that Aniston was already in the process of adopting a baby girl. Even our Instagram contestant knew all this from a Mexican orphanage.
I was about to say, didn't someone tell us about this? Yeah. Like some showbiz correspondent yesterday. I was like, no, it was Melissa who played Instagram.
It was, yeah, Melissa. Well, you know, she's as good as, she's a better showbiz source than some of them.
She is.
Anyway, she said, Jen felt the reunion was the perfect time to make her baby announcement to the whole gang. That's what the source apparently told them. But apparently, the speculation began to spread. And
maybe they're talking about Rachel.
Shut the rumours down, yeah.
Love Island.
This year they're going to include same-sex couples. They've reached out to hook up with some version of Tinder to fast track the latest group of Islanders regardless of their sexuality.
Right.
There's ads on both of them which are targeting both straight and gay users in their quest to find new applicants.
And how will that work then?
What?
Well, in the original Love Island, they're all up for everything. Everybody.
All of them.
Yeah, so like you could date anybody in the whole villa. So now there'll be, you know, a section for same-sex couples. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or else they'll just hit it off.
I know.
Or it'll be even bitchier than usual.
It'll be bitchy, but like it's bitchy anyway. But it'll, yeah. But they'll have to have sort of. They'll have to change the format of it because there won't be as many dates that are possible.
If there's less people who are interested in the same kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, unless they're just going to have lots more people in it.
Well, you could be on something.
I don't know how it's going
to. There's no point to having one gay couple.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Yes, you'd have to have several.
You would. And would that mean then.
Wouldn't be fair to go in and just have one option, would it?
Is there.
You have to have like 20 options, like the straight version.
Yes. Is there. They'll have to double the amount of people.
Unless they're going to do a gay version of it.
You can't segregate it. That's the whole point.
I know. But it would be more crack for the gay people if everybody was gay. Wouldn't it?
Let's go over to the gay villa.
You don't know.
Everyone's killing each other.
It's just be like, hello, it's just me. Oh yeah, we've got another one over there.
They got
for
some
you.
Pink cushions.
You'd have to have everybody gay, or it'd be no crack for them. It's like, oh, this is gonna be a long holiday.
Very long season. That's the speculation about it, anyway. It's FM 104. Let's dish the dirt.
FM 104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
It's a teacher.
Rachel. Hiya. Is in Lucan. How are you, Rachel?
Oh, look, living the dream, lads. I'm telling you, I just saw two magpies and I said, today's the day.
What's
I'm
two for
do
again?
It.
Two
for sorrow.
Joy.
I know.
One is for sorrow, two is for joy. Three is for girl, four for boy. Five.
Yeah, well, that's not happening.
Anything beyond five, I have no idea.
Well, that's not happening. All right. You sound very confident about that.
Am I very confident about that?
Well, you said, well, that's not happening.
It's early in the morning, so we won't go there, but.
Are you saying that working with children has put you off having children?
Well, I work with teenagers, so 100% yes.
Miss.
I teach geography. Miss, how are limestones formed? You leave a lime in the fridge to go soggy.
Hey!
My
sister prank called me yesterday pretending to be Eli because she knew how much I wanted to get on the show.
Did she?
Yeah, unknown number.
What's her name?
Kerry.
What does she do?
She's a nurse.
What did she say to you?
She was like, hi, is this Rachel? We're calling from FM 104. And I was like, Kerry, stop being such a sap.
So did your parents instill in you both to get jobs for life?
Listen.
Good
we
solid.
Have been very lucky, but
good solid
over
jobs.
The pandemic. But it has been tough.
Yeah.
It has been. No, so definitely. I'd say you're sick of Seesaw or whatever it is the teenagers use.
What do teenagers use?
The TikTok. And that was a question yesterday, how you spell TikTok.
No.
Teenagers do schoolwork on TikTok.
Your remote learning, like say you're sick of Zooms or whatever it is.
You'd be quicker getting a kidney from a teenager than to turn on their cameras on Zoom. Seriously.
Oh, I want to go to your class. I think I'd enjoy listening about stalactites and stalagmites.
Yeah, my geography teacher wasn't as much crack as you.
No.
Well, sure. Listen, lads, I have to go into class now. So
okay, all right.
You
sound like a consultant here.
Tell your story walking, is that what you're saying?
The game begins in three.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you're on now, yeah.
What is marmalade made from?
Oranges.
What TV show is trying to find words out of nine letters?
Countdown.
What is 33 plus 38?
33 plus 38. 71.
Who's the lead singer of Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
True or false? Apes don't get tickles.
Repeat the question.
True or false? Apes can't get tickles.
Oh, balls.
What football team does Mo Salah play for?
Mo Salah, Liverpool.
What is the name of the supervisor or organizer on a building site?
Supervisor, organizer. Oh, not a foreman.
They're usually grumpy gits.
Oh, lordy.
Come on. Who is older, Jesse Nelson or Stormzy?
Stormzy.
What actor played Bilbo Baggins in the film The Hobbit?
Oh, lad.
Come on, The Hobbit. Your class Hobbit. Have seen it.
When I know.
When they were three.
Well, they should have been doing their homework. No, lads, listen, it's gone.
Gort is in what county, Miss Geography Teacher?
Gort is in Galway.
You.
Oh dear.
Oh, that would have been a shamer if you didn't get that.
Wouldn't it? I'd never live
would, there. Would.
Now, you said not a foreman, but I'm going to give you a foreman because foreman's the answer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
I lost my confidence for the Hobbit question.
Oh, hang on. If you'd...
Yeah.
Oh, well...
You had two wrong. So Martin Freeman is the Hobbit in the,
right.
the trilogy.
That's kind of tough.
Well, there were three massive blockbuster movies.
He's very good in Fargo. I'll give him that.
How is it tough? Like, they were the three biggest films.
If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't.
Exactly.
You'd say that for them all, couldn't you? Jesse from Jesse Nelson from formerly of Little Mix is 29. Stormzy's only 27.
Ah, stop.
Yeah.
He's lying on his passport, pulling in the Dean Coyle on it.
I'd say Stormzy knows how to say the word flare. Listen, you got 8.
You got 8, Rachel.
Eight
well done.
Okay.
Which is not a shame for a teacher, in fairness. It's very good.
I'll be back for more if you have me on. So have a fabulous Thursday.
Yeah, you too.
So
you too.
Well, somebody texts in, she's gas.
I'll go back to school if she's the teacher.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
do you do maths? Do you do grinds?
I actually do. I'm an Irish teacher as well. Irish and geography.
Wow.
There you go now.
Yeah.
Sorted.
So getting the love of the language back into young people.
All your class better be very nice to you now after hearing you on the radio.
I hope so. I'm seeing my headmaster walking towards my car, so I've got to
okay.
go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Is that you on the radio? Get off the radio now, Miss Motor. Goodbye. They've loads of followers, though. I'm sure they do. Dinger.
Kids in the car. Kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
Kids, if you could choose your own name again, what would you call yourself?
Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
We'll go first. Okay, Nobby, what would you pick?
I don't know if I'd pick any name.
No, you can pick any name. You can go crazy. Invent a name for yourself. I'm going to go Barnaby Harmlessly. Be my name.
Oh, you're changing your surname too?
Oh yeah, change my name. Barnaby Harmlessly. That's me. What are you changing it to? You don't have to give too much thought.
Vladimir O'Rourke.
Oh, nice. Alright, kids, what have you got? What are you changing your name to? Kids.
I'm Jim and Abby. My name's Kate House. And a name that I invented for myself was Kaka.
Kaka, nice one.
Kaka.
Good footballer too.
And what I would call myself is Sweet Monster. Bye.
Sweet Monster.
Sweet Monster. I like it.
Hello, Jim, Jim and Nubby. My name is Max. And I'd like to call myself Rocket.
Rocket.
Very cool names, kids.
All right, Rocket.
Hi, Jim and Nubby. This is Chloe here. And the name that I would choose is Coco Pops. Bye.
Coco Pops, very cool names.
Rather have a bowl.
Unicorn O'Shea, that's what I call myself.
Unicorn O'Shea.
Unsha. Unicorn O'Shea.
Kaka. Unsha. Unicorn O'Shea. Unsha. Rocket.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby. What I'll change my name is Nobby.
Oh, that's already taken.
That's a terrible name. That's a terrible name.
Very confusing.
Shocking, that would be. I wouldn't do it.
My name is Tiernan Nogan.
Don't trust you.
Don't trust you. Especially... Your profile picture is what really put us off.
Yeah, if you're down the back having the crack, we can't hear you. Caca means poo-poo in Spanish. Did you know that, Jim?
I did know that, yeah.
My name's Poppy and I want to change my name to Chicken Bok Bok.
Chicken Bok Bok. Chicken Bok Bok.
Do you know, if you came out of a fizzy drink emporium and somebody said, would you like some Chicken Bok Bok and chips? You'd say, yeah.
Jim. Yeah. Kids in car.
Yeah, I said fizzy drink emporium.
If I would change my name, I would call it Dixie.
Dixie.
Dixie and Pixie, if you had a sister.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby. My real name's Amy Rose Clark, but if I had to invent a name up for myself, it'd be Annie Glocklin.
Annie Glocklin.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby. If I could invent a name for myself, my name is actual Danny, but I'd be Fireboy.
Fireboy.
Here comes Fireboy.
That is a great name, Danny.
He breathes fire.
Fireboy.
And the Fire Brigade hate him.
Jim and Nobby, I want to change my name to Grace.
Oh.
Bye.
Me, it's changed my name. I'm changing mine to the Wall O'Driscoll.
Did he say the Wall? He wants to change his name to the Wall.
The Wall O'Driscoll, I think they said.
Hey, Jim, Jim and Nobby.
Hey, Jim, Jim and Nobby.
Hey, kids.
Hey, kids.
And we'd call ourselves...
Yeah.
Leo and...
Katie. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, we get up really early in the morning.
I'm not saying May 4th. I'm not saying that at all.
One more.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby.
Hello.
My name's Chloe, and if I was changing my name, I would change it to Abigail. Bye.
Abigail, very nice.
Very nice name.
Very nice name.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Well done, kids. There's some really cool names there. Keep thinking about it. This is a game you can play with your pals in the schoolyard later.
On FM104's Dish the Dirt, Martin Compson, Steve Arnett, the most of us. To the most of us, yep. He said he needed therapy after filming this week's Line of Duty.
You need to get over your Martin Compson thing. And Stephen Mulhern is with us after nine. As you say, Nobby, if you know, you know. The news that made me very excited this morning is I woke up to find out that one of my favourite shows from last year is back for a fifth season. It's called Call My Agent on Netflix. It was supposed to be done and dusted. It was over. Everyone was very upset. It's French, very funny.
Subtitled, but don't let that put you off.
Anybody who's a fan will be going, yay. Everyone else will be going, what? But I tell you,
huh?
Season 5 is on the way and a film.
Ooh, ambassador.
So, Martin Compson, you love this guy, don't you?
I don't necessarily.
You do, yeah, you love him.
It's just talking about him because he's in Line of Duty. It's
viewers,
the second last one this week, isn't it?
They're going to need therapy after this week's Line of Duty. I'm going to need therapy if I have to work out anymore with a paper and pen.
The old stinger action scene towards the end of last week, that was fairly mad.
Previously on Line of Duty, wouldn't go astray. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
Just give us
a... You'd have to do previously series, not just episodes.
But like, you know, The Shield always
there's
did very well.
There's lots of stuff on YouTube. If you want to go have a little refresher, it's there.
I want you to show me in 60 seconds what... Just remind me. And I go, oh yeah, okay, I'm in now.
He said when you go online, there's accent police who comments on whether you have... Now, in fairness, for a man who has quite a strong Scottish accent, I think he covers it up remarkably well.
With that becomes the sort of added thing that people become sort of accent detectives, because when people thought it was English, nobody bothered. They just... People believe what they hear. But now the more people, they're all listening going, in episode 4, minute 27, your accent went a bit. And you're like, take a day off, pal. When you're away from the character for a long time, when I do that voice, I hear him.
Right.
You know, I hear Steve, so it's... Yeah. It's like that. So when I do that voice and slip on the waistcoat, then yeah, I'm good to go.
Like, I think he's talking to Lorraine there, so I mean, it's like
Gov.
Hey, he covers it up. You'd never have a hint of it. Now, he also said he needs therapy after the one that's coming this Sunday. So is it going to be worse than last week?
Now, remind me, I used to call her Camilla Cabello because you told me to, and she's actually what is it?
She seems to call herself Camilla Cabello.
Cabello, okay.
How's it spelled?
Camilla Cabello, anyway, she's revealed that she's in the studio working with producer Scott Harris and Mike Sabbath. They're best known for work with Shawn Mendes and Chainsmokers. And Sabbath's known for Lizzo and Meghan Trainor and Liam Payne, so this is good stuff.
Is she with Shawn Mendes or not? And who's Scott, you know? Well, here. Scott Lads.
Scott Lads explains how he and Shawn Mendes came up with the song I Can't Have You.
The idea was like, I can't write one song that's not about you. Because it was like we had been in like a moment where we had written a lot of songs about the same female. And we're like, how do we even one up the song writing process of like, what is the real thought that we're thinking? And we're like, the idea of the song is like, I can't write one song that's not about you. And we're like kind of pounding that thing. And like, I can't do this without you. I can't do that without you. And it's like, everything's in my head. And then like at the last second, we're like kind of summed it up with the everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Ah, yeah. You know the Malones and Gogglebox, the ones with the Rottweilers and the cakes in the centre of the couch thing?
Yeah.
The Jungfle, not the Da, Tom Jr., has been banned from TikTok because him and the Da filmed a prank. So it's where a woman gets hit, an elderly woman, round the corner on her bike, she gets hit by the bonnet of a car, and the Malones, the Da, and the Sun filmed it to make it look like they hit her. So they've been
What's funny about getting hit by a car?
TikTok views.
It's not really a prank, is it?
Tom Senior then says, right, get the reverse, get out of here quick, mate. Don't tell your ma.
Well, you know. Jesus Christ, is she off the bonnet?
She's gone.
Right, get the reverse, get out of there, mate, quickly. Don't tell your mum.
Now, they now get kicked off Gogglebox?
Have you seen the fake Facebook posts? They're doing my head in. So they'll be usually American, and they'll do this first. Shh. And then this girl got changed in a supermarket into a different outfit. And somebody's filming her. And then they have an arrow saying this is her husband. And she puts on a wig and goes up and starts chatting him up. And he pretends he doesn't recognise her. It's ridiculous. They're all faked.
That's not good.
Faked. Anybody on Facebook or TikTok who does this first. Shh. It's faked.
Also, men wearing blonde wigs. You know, pretending to be women.
But it wasn't a man. Weird. It wasn't. It was a woman. She dressed up as a different woman and tried to chat up her own husband.
That's just odd.
It was brutal.
Whatever you're into, lads, keep that for yourselves.
Brutal.
So the M50's in a jocker, right? A truck has overturned at the Red Cow. The left and middle lanes are blocked.
Wow.
And traffic is slowing on both sides. Because understandably, if there's a 40 foot on its side,
yeah,
people on the other side going southbound are going to have a little gawk.
So where exactly is it? The Junction 9 Red Cow. So be careful, everybody. That's
northbound. I'd just stay off the M50 if you can.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we, 4 days into beyond 5K, and the M50 is just back to absolute carnage.
Some people need to get driving lessons again. Yesterday on the way home, I saw three near misses.
Waterford Whispers had a good one this week. What a new D plate will stand for. Not an N plate. You'll get a D plate after the N plate. Anyway, Steve Mulhern, star of Takeaway and In for a Penny and every other TV show.
That's Riaz. He's with us after 9 to chat about it all.
Don't miss him.
Hello all, it's Stephen Mulhern here, and I'm a huge fan of the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. So tell me something, what's all this that I've been reading about you guys and the whole Ed Sheeran thing, is that true?
Which Ed Sheeran thing?
You revealed that he was releasing something when it was embargoed. Is this true, or is that stunt?
A little from column A, a little from column B. What?
We said that if you had a garden company and you were cutting hedges, he might be playing Croke Park and things like that. So
there was this big embargo, and the promoter rang our boss, and our boss was very angry with us because she's always angry with us because we get complaints. What really added fuel to the fire was Ed Sheeran tweeted, someone tagged him with the article, and he replied and said, "Let me make a call." So that's what really set it off.
See, you're just two naughty boys.
Very naughty. Yeah, yeah. Very naughty.
Normally, it's our job to research the guest. You normally research who's interviewing you.
Well, no, I tell you why. Because when I saw your names, because I've heard of you guys, right? Oh. And then I was like, oh, I just want to read up a bit more about them. And there's quite a lot of stuff about you two.
Oh, right.
Okay. What did you see?
In a good way. No, just how funny you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What else? Tell us more things about us. Yeah.
just then you're very popular, and it's all good. This is why this is going to be great.
Okay,
it good, is good, because good. Do you know who's popular? You're popular.
Yeah,
guys, we're all in the same boat. We're all popular. Thank God.
The latest season of Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway, I think it was fantastic, and I think you were the best thing on it this year.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we had a good time to it. Listen, look, you guys know more than anyone, you know, especially when you're a double act. They're very generous. They allow me to do a lot of stuff. So we had a really good time. It was just hard without an audience. But yeah. I think if anyone pulled it off, they did. So, yeah, it's a good series.
You've got very good on stills.
Well, can I just point this out, right? Yeah. I was very nervous on those stilts. And for those that didn't see it, I came out on these stilts. So I was towering above Antoinette, which I do normally without stilts.
Wouldn't be hard, in fairness.
But it's when they started jeering me and it was like, good, trying to push me over. I was like, come on.
I was watching the Instagram live before the show went live, and I found it fascinating to see such a big production. Yet you and the presenters, the boys, everything was so calm. It was like, this is just our job. This is what we do.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, because when I used to do Britain's Got More Talent, they would obviously have each other when they would come out those big juggernaut doors. And it's the same with on Saturday Night Takeaway, because when you're behind there, it's pretty soulless. But of course, when the doors open, it's like, right, here we go. And there's no turning back. You know, once we're live, we're live. So it's exciting, but it is nerve-wracking.
You always tend to get the giggles when you're on there, even though you're fully, you must be fully rehearsed and everything, but like you still look like the three of you are having such a laugh.
Well, see, this is what we do. Actually, I don't even think I've ever spoke about this, right? But when we do our rehearsals, so Ant may go, well, I'm going to say something there, and Depp may go, well, I'm going to chuck in a line there, just for the timing of the show. But the good thing is, they never see the costume. They never know exactly what the opening line's going to be. So when it is live, it's still nice and fresh for us. So yeah, we do. We surprise each other, which is a good thing, and we're allowed to do that, which is an even better thing.
Yeah, it really is.
People always ask us again, because we work together, if we're at somewhere, where's Jim or where's Nobby? Do you get asked, like, do you have to say to people sometimes, we don't live together?
All the time. Yeah, that line, where's that deck? You know, so they're in my pockets.
But do you feel like, am I not good enough?
Yeah, of course it is. Listen, the great thing is, we've known each other for like 23 years now. We all met on Kids TV. So they'd come out of Biker Grove, then they did Saturday mornings. Then once they finished Saturday mornings, myself and Holly Willoughby took over Saturday mornings, and it's just gone on from there. And, you know, to think now that we're all together again is amazing.
So everybody got really upset when Takeaway finished. And like there was reports of kids crying and everything when you announced that next week was going to be the last one and everything last week. But the good news is Saturday nights are getting fun again because you're back.
Yes, we're back with a brand new series in for a penny. And it's on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. We filmed it in the pandemic, in the middle of the pandemic. And halfway through, when we were coming up with the new games, because obviously they all had to be socially distanced and very safe. But I slightly got a bit too nervous about it and said, look, you know, maybe we should hold the show. Maybe we should wait until, fingers crossed, it's all over. And I was completely wrong. And I'm so pleased that the production team didn't listen to me at all, because it's been the best series we've done. That we've had to come up with games that genuinely are funnier when people are 2 meters apart than when they were like being able to hug and stuff. Okay, so one of the games is called Sausage Roll. And we do this whole big thing, this big intro, and then we reveal them, Sausage Roll. And the basic idea is, imagine you, Jim and Nobby, you're one of you's lying down, and the other one has placed a sausage roll at the other one's feet. Then the person that's on their knees can only use their nose, their tongue, and their chin to move the sausage roll up the body and into the other person's mouth, right? Now, bear with me on this, right? Because when one time we were doing it, we were in Southampton, and I said, oh, what's your name? He said, Danny. It's nice to see you, Danny. What's your name? Fiona. Good to see you. But how do you know each other? And he went, that's my mum. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
So I've just told you the rules of the game, and you do realise that you are going to have to roll a sausage roll up your mum and get it in her mouth. Yeah. And do you know what? To his credit, he did it, and it's on Saturday night prime time.
7:30, Virgin Media 1.
I had like the production meeting of something like this in a very serious way. There must be people pitching ideas at you and the producers, and you go, no, sausage roll I'll keep, yeah, but what is one of any games that got rejected that you wish had happened?
Is there any that we tried to do a thing called Super Bowl, right, which was in a bowling alley, and you had a big vat of tomato soup in this clear bowl, and if you could get a strike for every pin you knocked down, you'd win £10, all right? Yeah. But if you got a strike, then we'd double your money, blah blah blah. And all you had to do was keep enough of the soup in the bowl before it goes down below the line. And it just didn't work. You know, we tried it literally 4 or 5 times. And the only thing we did was destroy people's clothes. And it was just, we got to a point where it's like, this is going to be too expensive. We're going to have to pay for people's outfits. That never made it. But the majority of them do, because the production team, we all get together over a weekend. Everybody brings their ideas. Then on the following weekend, we all get the props for the games that we like. And then we literally test every single one out, everyone.
And I know you can go to pubs at the moment where you are. So is it a weekend in the pub where ideas are forgotten, or are they written down, or is it all very work orientated?
No, it is. I think, look, the good thing is we've got a good WhatsApp group. So if anybody comes up with a good idea, they'll just chuck it in and go, listen, this could work. And you, look, you, Pete, you know this. You know when something feels funny or not. Yeah. And I think when somebody has the little nugget, you just know it's either going to work or not. And if it's not going to work, we'll test stuff out, obviously, between us. But it's the general public that make the show. I'm telling you now, if it wasn't for them, if this show was based around celebrities, not a hope in hell. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't work.
And like it's you as well, though. I mean, like you've been let loose. You know, you've been slagging off the people in the street. It's just so funny. Is there?
What do you mean? I'm very supportive.
No, I know absolutely, but you know, I mean, I'm just sorry that you can't kiss the grannies this season. But like, no,
you know what,
granny kisser.
You love.
If there's anything that actually, do I regret that? Again, for your listeners that didn't see it, you know, there was this old granny and she was a lovely lady and all she wanted was a couple of kisses. But the problem is, every time we finished the game, she wanted another kiss. And it just all became a bit awkward, the whole thing. But she had a great time.
You should have got your sausage roll out for her.
More from Stephen Mulhern coming up on the Strawberry Alarm Clock in just a few minutes.
Dublin's FM 104, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock and we're catching up with Stephen Mulhern. Stephen, what happens on the show when it all goes wrong?
Well, the thing is, you've got to remember that nobody's cast in the show. So we don't know who's going to play the game. So we had this guy that he was playing the certain rounds of one game. I think we were in Blackpool and he was just going to the gym. And by the end of the fourth game, the guy was destroyed. You know, he's not going to the gym anymore. He's going home for a shower because he couldn't stay out in the street. And at the end of it, I have to say, no, you've lost. Oh, no. And he goes, oh, all right. And just goes back home. But I think this is the thing that, look, not to go on about the pandemic, but I think it has changed people's attitude in terms of, look, let's have a bit of a giggle where we can. And if we can have a laugh, then we should do it. So, as I say, during the film that we did for this series, everybody was just really up for just having a good laugh. And when the gold jacket comes out, it's anyone's game.
The guy who stands with the name of the show, COVID sort of wrecked his gig, or is he still in it?
No, he's still in it. You know, the good thing about it is that's a lovely little gig for him. He gets to stay in a lovely hotel. He gets to stay, and all he's got to do is hold up a board. That's all he's got to do. When everything gets released a bit more, I'd love to come in and see you guys, and we should do a couple of games.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're always leading ideas. Trust us. We have to do 20 hours of live radio a week. So all the ideas help. If you've got ones you don't use, you can send them over.
Yeah, we got a few old ones you might want.
But sometimes we do stuff like the in-ear pranks and they're so fun to do. And equally, obviously, people enjoy watching and listening. What do you think about, you know, shows like you do at a fixed time? There's never been more ways to watch entertainment, but there's still something about everyone kind of watching a show at the same time, like In for a Penny, like Takeaway, whatever. What is it that makes that still be a thing?
I think it's that thing where when people say to me about, oh, I binged on a box set and I watched 8 or 10 episodes in one night. I think there's something nice about having a little treat of an entertainment show that is only going to be seen once a week. And I think if they were to stream In for a Penny, or obviously they couldn't stream Satellite Takeaway because it's live, but yeah, I think it would just spoil it. And I think there is that moment where there's not many shows where all the family can sit down. And I dare anyone, if you haven't seen In for a Penny, you know, I think it's worth just taking a look, because no matter whether you're an 80-year-old granny, which you've clearly made sure everyone knows I love, or an 8-year-old kid, or an 18-year-old student, this show, honestly, it worked. And I tell you now, it's a dream to present it. Interestingly, it's the hardest show to do. But listen, you know, there's harder things in life. Do you know what I mean? But it's a joy to be part of.
You have this running gag that nobody knows who you are and everyone knows Ant and Dec, but that's not true.
Come on.
What is the weirdest fan reaction from a kid or from somebody just like the massive fan?
There's a couple of things that have happened. So one, I was once sent a massive family, like Dairy Milk, one of massive bars, and my face was carved out of every cube. Wow. But I mean, it was like, it was actually incredible. Before I then realized it was absolutely freaky.
Sounds like something out of an episode of Luther.
Well, yeah, And the card said, I hope you enjoy the chocolate. I said, I'm going to eat that big bar of chocolate once someone's fingered it.
Oh.
Out of you and in deck, who has the nicest jammer?
Nicest jammer?
Her.
Ant, without question. He's got the nicest car. Right. And then I'm going to say followed by deck and then me. Now, I've got one that's remote control. When I got Saturday Morning Kids TV, the first thing I bought, which I still think is the most lavish thing, really, is I bought a grand piano because I play piano. I love piano. I love the fact it's called a jammer.
Jam jar, yeah.
Jam jar.
This could be a new form of catchphrase. Jam jar, Carl.
Jam jar, yeah.
Dog and bun.
And catchphrase, of course, you're nailing it on that as well. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's really... I was told the other day that catchphrase, which I'd never realised, had been on for 30 years. Yeah. Now, obviously, Roy Walker, you know, he was the king of catchphrase.
Before I let you go, I'm just curious, from even an entertainment industry point of view, you talk about Holly and yourselves and the lads when you were young kids. Was there one person who kind of pushed you all? In entertainment, it's usually someone gives you a lucky break, or was it just hard work, or what was it?
Well, yeah, I think it's a massively hard work, because I think if you don't... Yeah, I think it was David Jason who once said on Michael Parkinson, he said... Michael Parkinson said to him, oh, you're very lucky with the jobs that you've got. And I think he's responded to something like, it's bizarre, Michael, because the harder I work, the luckier I seem to get. But I do believe there is a lot of luck, but I do believe it's persistence, especially now.
Well, thanks for being so persistent, Stephen.
Yeah.
Don't worry, but you know what? I'm just so pleased that the link that I'm sure, I don't know whether your listeners will know about this, but obviously you couldn't hear me, I couldn't hear you, but we got there, guys.
We got there.
We did. It must have felt like we were, you know, amateurs at the start, which we are, but...
Just Googled.
It was just a button. Irish it was just... It was just one button on the bloody keyboard. That's all it was.
Well, do you know what I'm going to do for the afternoon?
What?
I'm going to read up more about you two.
Oh, well... Don't go too far.
You might have a nap.
I might start your fan club.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't go past 2012.
But listen, thanks again. I really appreciate it, by the way.
Not at all. So 7:30 Virgin Media. By the way, if you want to watch the on-demands, your show is on demand in Ireland all the time. For a penny for the last two seasons anyway. So
they're getting their value out of you.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. For the first time you'll see the 7:30 Virgin Media One here, and great to talk to you, Stephen Mulhern.
Thanks so much. See you later, guys. All the best.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.